This message comes from NPR sponsor LiveRight, publishers of Left 4 Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World by Eric J. Dolan. The true story of five castaways abandoned on the Falkland Islands during the War of 1812. Available wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration has paused a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs to Israel. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports U.S. officials are concerned the bombs could be used in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians are sheltering.
President Biden has pledged to back Israel as it responds to the October 7th Hamas attacks, but has expressed growing frustration about the mounting civilian death toll in Gaza. A senior administration official said that as Israeli leaders seem to be getting closer to making a decision to enter Rafah, the U.S. reviewed what weapons might be used. As a result, the U.S. government paused shipments of weapons last week, including 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs. The officials said they were worried about the 2,000-pound bombs because of the impact they could have in dense urban settings, as they've seen in other parts of Gaza. The administration is also reviewing whether to hold back future arms shipments. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
A Texas man is asking a state district court to investigate and question his former partner after she allegedly traveled to Colorado for an abortion. But a shield law in Colorado could prevent that. Colorado Public Radio's Alejandro Alonso Galva explains.
The man has threatened to pursue wrongful death claims against anyone who might have helped his ex-partner receive an abortion, including the doctor. But Colorado courts and law enforcement are prohibited from cooperating with any out-of-state investigation regarding reproductive care. Colorado House Representative Meg Froelich.
This is exactly why we passed our shield law. This is exactly the situation we imagined. It's angry boyfriends, jealous husbands, employers wanting to know what you did on the weekend. None of their business.
Meanwhile, Colorado's Attorney General's office said they would defend both the doctor and the patient's rights, saying, quote, Texas law does not govern how women receive abortion care in Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva in Denver.
In Maryland, divers have recovered the body of the sixth and last missing construction worker. NPR's Giles Snyder says he was killed in the March collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Officials say salvage divers located the body of Jose Minor Lopez. He was 37 years old when he died alongside five other workers, part of a crew patching potholes on the Key Bridge when a container ship lost power and crashed into a support column. All six were from Latin America. Lopez came to the U.S. from Guatemala. The others were from Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The National Weather Service says it got reports of dozens of tornadoes across the central United States yesterday, and they say more bad weather is in today's forecast from Michigan to the southern plains. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The president of the West African nation of Togo has signed a new constitution. President Faure Gnassingbé approved a rule that stops Togolese voters from casting ballots for president. Instead, members of Togo's parliament will choose the president. Opponents say this will let Gnassingbé cement his power and extend his family's rule of Togo that has already lasted for 60 years. It's now illegal in Hong Kong to perform a protest song. It became an unofficial anthem of anti-government demonstrations in 2019. NPR's John Ruich reports it's the latest move to tighten China's grip on Hong Kong.
Glory to Hong Kong was written during the protests, and its lyrics call for democracy and a battle for freedom in the territory, which has been under Chinese rule since 1997. The Hong Kong government has been seeking to ban the tune after it was repeatedly played, allegedly by mistake, in situations when China's national anthem should have been played, such as at international sporting events. Last year, a court refused to grant an injunction against performance or distribution of the song, saying it could have a chilling effect on freedom of expression. But an appeals court has now overruled that and granted the government's request to outlaw the song. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
Officials from the WNBA say they'll spend about $50 million over 2 years to provide charter flights for the league's teams. That means the women pro basketball players won't have to have bodyguards in airports when they take commercial flights. WNBA players have long sought the charter flights, citing safety concerns. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.